Eric Gardner was unarmed and by all accounts minding his own business when New York police officers accused him of selling loose cigarettes outside a convenience store. Daniel Pantaleo, one of the officers on scene, put Gardner in a chokehold, prohibited under department use of force guidelines. And that led to the death of the 46-year-old father of six. A grand jury decision not to charge Pantaleo sparked nationwide protests.
I can't breathe.
Gardner's dying words, "I can't breathe," became a national rallying cry against police brutality. 5 years later, Pantaleo was fired from the New York Police Department, and the city settled a wrongful death claim with Gardner's family for several million dollars. But 7 years on, Gardner's mother, Gwen Carr, says there is still work to be done.
There is no justice for Eric. Eric is gone. But we still need closure. And closure would look like to me if all those officers who was involved in my son's death that day stand accountable. And there was transparency in which we know all of that was tried to be hidden.
A judge granted Gwen Carr's request to hold a judicial inquiry into her son's death. Such inquiries are very rare. The last time one was held here in New York was over 100 years ago. And it's not a trial. There will not be a jury, and nobody will be found guilty or innocent when it's over. But it's a way for lawyers to question powerful people that dealt with Gardner's death, and a way to get a public record of who knew what, when, and why certain decisions were made. In a setback to the Gardner family, the judge decided New York Mayor Bill de Blasio does not have to testify, saying he can instead submit a written statement, despite being directly named in the inquiry. Critics say that reasoning undermines the very point of what the inquiry is meant to address, transparency.
How do we hold our public leaders accountable if they're allowed to just submit statements, right? When you're named on a case and you're not being called to be active, participating, vocal, and under sworn or oath, it's a pass.
The city fought against holding the inquiry, arguing it was unnecessary. A spokesperson for the city's lawyers declined a request for an interview. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.